Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An important requirement of religion is to preach and propagate what one believes in. The Quran has imposed the obligation of preaching and propagating Islam to others on Muslims in various capacities and in various categories. In this session, we shall take a look at some of these capacities in which Islam has imposed the preaching obligation. The first of these categories can be termed as the preaching obligation of the prophets of God. We know that the prophets of God are personalities whom the Almighty has selected to deliver the truth to mankind. They are people who guide mankind in this regard. Amongst these prophets, there are certain messengers who are elevated to the status of messengers and whose preaching actually culminates in a worldly reward and judgment. In the terms and in the words of the Quran, this is called Shahada. Shahada means that a Rasul delivers the truth to such an ultimate manner before his addressees that they are left with no excuse to deny it. And once this Shahada is established, then worldly reward and punishment of the addressees of a Rasul takes place. The second category in which the preaching obligation has been imposed on the followers of Islam can be termed as the preaching obligation of the progeny of Abraham. The Quran says that just as it has selected certain personalities to deliver the Shahada, on a similar basis, it has selected the progeny of Abraham, the Ishmaelites and the Israelites, to deliver the Shahada and to establish the Shahada. And for them, the rule is that if they adhere to truth and justice in their collective capacity, then they shall be regarded as the leaders of mankind and they shall lead all other nations of the world. However, if they deviate from truth and justice, then they shall lead a life of subjugation and humiliation before other nations of the world. The third category of the preaching obligation which Islam imposes on its followers can be termed as the preaching obligation of the scholars of Islam. These scholars are people to whom the responsibility of inzar of the prophets has been transferred. And by inzar we mean that they shall warn and admonish people regarding the hereafter. However, regarding this particular responsibility, there are certain other things also which have been mentioned in the Quran and which the scholars of this ummah should always take into consideration. The first of these is that their own hearts must submit to the truth they want to preach others. Secondly, there should be no contradiction between what they do and what they practice and what they believe in. They should practice what they preach. Thirdly, they should not compromise in any way on the truth, however small it may be. And fourthly, the basis of their inzar, the basis of their admonition should be the Quran. And the Quran itself says about itself that, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٌ. The fourth obligation or the fourth category in which this preaching obligation has been imposed on the followers of Islam can be termed as the preaching obligation of the rulers. These rulers have been enjoined to set up a department of Amr bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. According to the Quran, a department must be set up so that people are deputed for this in this area and they are given the responsibility of spreading righteousness and forbidding evil. And if at times force is required to eliminate evil, then they should be invested with this power also. The fifth category in which this preaching obligation has been imposed on us Muslims can be termed as the preaching obligation of an individual. This means that each and every one of us is required to propagate the truth in our immediate circle. Whatever truth we know, we should try to propagate at opportune moments to our immediate contact, to people who we know, our friends, our associates, and our colleagues. Of course, we have to be very opportune in presenting whatever we are presenting, but whenever we get the chance, we must do so. Similarly, when we get the chance to curb an evil and we are able to do so, then we should all must expend our energy in doing so also. These then are the five categories in which Islam has imposed its preaching obligation, and it has also outlined a strategy regarding these five particular areas and said that this strategy must be adopted by each of these five category people. And this strategy is basically a three-pronged strategy. The first point of this strategy is that Muslims are required to present their preaching and their dawah in a very sagacious, in a very wise manner. The style should be very appealing to the opposite party. Secondly, the basis of this message should be arguments. They should not force themselves on others. They should just present the arguments of their message and then leave others to contemplate on what they have presented. And finally, if they are inflicted for some damage or injury while presenting this message, the Quran has given them the authority to fight back, to avenge this injury. However, it has also said that better in the eyes of God is the fact that they should forgive all such instances. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.